When Kate Mackley and her family began hearing news of the coronavirus pandemic, they worried for her mother, Carla, who was 93. It turns out they had reason to.
You know, that worry did play out. She passed away from COVID, and she passed away actually very quickly.
Mackley's mother lived at Monticello West. Dallas County officials report 32 cases of COVID-19 among residents and staff at the long-term care facility, and 9 deaths. Before losing her mother, Mackley says she got email updates from Monticello West about the outbreak, but they left her with questions.
They wouldn't say specifically, you know, what floor those cases were on, and very early on, they reported 2 employees with COVID-19, and they said that those employees were staying home after they had tested positive.
Mackley wondered whether her mother had COVID-19 when her health started declining. She says Monticello West wouldn't test her mother on site, so the family took her to an emergency room where she tested positive.
Her oxygen level dropped enough that an ER visit became needed anyway. But I was really surprised at how hard they pushed back on having her tested on site at Monticello so we and the hospice nurses could decide what was the appropriate plan of care for her.
Mackley's mother went straight from the ER to hospice care at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. She died 2 days later. Mackley wonders whether testing her sooner could have made a difference. She also questions whether staffers are adequately trained in preventing transmission. While visiting Monticello West, Mackley says she saw some workers leave the facility wearing cloth face coverings, which they tugged down and tossed into their cars. Federal guidelines call for not touching the eyes, nose, or mouth when taking off a cloth mask and washing hands immediately after removal.
I feel for these people, and I understand they're doing their best in a very hard situation, but they don't have the training, they don't have the supervision to understand how not to transmit this virus, not only to other residents, but to themselves.
Monticello West declined Kate Yarey's request for an interview. An emailed statement from the facility says, quote, "Monticello West has had residents testing positive despite our community following the latest guidance from state and federal health authorities. The highly contagious nature of COVID-19 has proven to be an incredible challenge for healthcare facilities across the country." The latest report from Dallas County shows 197 cases of COVID-19, which appear to be tied to long-term care facilities. That's more than 7% of cases countywide. It shows just how vulnerable these settings are to the spread of infectious diseases. Dr. Sandra Peterson is a consultant at Pegasus Senior Living. She says seniors in long-term care are likely to have existing conditions that put them at a greater risk.
You know, when there's a virus here that no one's immune system particularly recognizes, then our most vulnerable are our elders who are in the nursing homes with these multiple comorbidities become a population that we become very, very concerned about.
There's also the fact that many caregivers work across multiple facilities.
Because of the way the virus is spread, that we have staff that may not realize that they're carrying the virus and may be totally asymptomatic.
Peterson says Pegasus Senior Living is teaching staff to care for residents in isolation and use protective equipment properly. Without a vaccine for COVID-19, she doesn't see enhanced safety measures going away anytime soon. Peterson thinks the pandemic will change approaches to senior care.
That's the hope I have from this, is that we learn better ways of caring for them and more efficient ways of doing things for the residents that promote their health and safety.
The federal government is now requiring nursing homes to report COVID-19 cases to residents and their loved ones, as well as to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.